Chapter 65. With a desperate determination to have her say out this once, though it were to rain notices to quit, and the only shelter were the workhouse. Then, sir, if I may speak as, for all I'm a woman, and there's folks as thinks a woman's fool enough to stand by and look on while the men sign her soul away, I've a right to speak, for I make one quarter o' the rent, and save another quarter I say, if Mr. Thurl's so ready to take farms under you, it's a pity, but what he should take this, and see if he likes to live in a house why all the plagues o' Egypt and why the cellar full o' water, and frogs and toads hopping up the steps by dozens and the floors rotten, and the rats and mice gnawing every bit o' cheese, and running over our heads as we lie aye. Bed till we expect them to eat us up alive as it's a mercy they hadna eat the children long ago. I should like to see, if there's another tenant besides Poyser as ud put up why never having a bit o' repairs done till a place tumbles down and not then, on why begging and praying, and having to pay half, and being strung up why the rent as it's much, if he gets enough out o' the land to pay, for all he's put his own money into the ground beforehand. See if he will get a stranger to lead such a life here as that. A maggot must be born either rotten cheese to like it, I reckon. You may run away from my words, sir, continued Mrs. Poyser, following the old squire beyond the door, for after the first moments of stunned surprise he had got up, and, waving his hand towards her with a smile, had walked out towards his pony. But it was impossible for him to get away immediately, for John was walking the pony up and down the yard, and was some distance from the causeway when his master beckoned. You may run away from my words, sir, and you may go spinning underhand ways o' doing us a mischief, for you've got old Harry to your friend, though nobody else is, but I tell you for once as we're not dumb creatures, to be abused and made money on by them as ha got to lash eye their hands, for one o' knowing how t' undo the tackle. And if I'm th' only one as speaks my mind, there's plenty o' the same way o' thinking I this parish and the next to t', for your name's no better than a brimstone match in everybody's nose, if it isn't a 2-3 old folks as you think o' saving your soul, by giving them a bit o' flannel and a drop o' porridge. And you may be right I thinking it'll take but little to save your soul, for it'll be the smallest saving you ever made, why all your scropping. There are occasions on which 2 servant girls, and a wagoner may be a formidable audience, and as the squire rode away on his black pony, even the gift of short-sightedness did not prevent him from being aware that Molly and Nancy and Tim were grinning not far from him. Perhaps he suspected that sour old John was grinning behind him, which was also the fact. Meanwhile the bulldog, the black and tan terrier, Alick's sheepdog, and the gander hissing at a safe distance from the pony's heels carried out the idea of Mrs. Poyser's solo in an impressive quartet. Mrs. Poyser, however, had no sooner seen the pony move off than she turned round, gave the 2 hilarious damsels a look which drove them into the back kitchen, and unspearing her knitting, began to knit again with her usual rapidity as she re-entered the house. "Feast on it now," said Mr. Poyser, a little alarmed and uneasy, but not without some triumphant amusement at his wife's outbreak. "Yes, I know I've done it," said Mrs. Poyser, "but I've had my say out, and I shall be th easier for it all my life. There's no pleasure I living, if you're to be corked up forever, and only dribble your mind out by the sly, like a leaky barrel. I shan't repent saying what I think, if I live to be as old as th old squire, and there's little likelihood, for it seems as if them as aren't wanted here are th only folks as aren't wanted I th other world. But he wasn't like moving from th old place, this Michaelmas 12-month, said Mr. Poyser, and going into a strange parish, where he knows nobody. It'll be hard upon us both, and you o' father too. Eh, it's no use wording, there's plenty o' things may happen between this and Michaelmas 12-month. The captain may be master afore them, for what we know, said Mrs. Poyser, inclined to take an unusually hopeful view of an embarrassment which had been brought about by her own merit, and not by other people's fault. I'm none forwarding, said Mr. Poyser, rising from his three-cornered chair and walking slowly towards the door. But I should be loath to leave th old place, and the parish where I was bred and born, and father afore me. We should leave our roots behind us, I doubt, and never thrive again. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.